Eric Rauchway, professor of history at the University of California, Davis. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, and we're also joined by Maria Elena Salinas, Univision news anchor. Maria, welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
And let's start with you, Maria Elena. The Latino vote, we talked about a surge in certain places. Obviously, it wasn't enough in most places to put Hillary Clinton over the top. What happened?
Well, there was a surge, definitely, and I think we saw that with the numbers that doubled and tripled the amount of people of Hispanics who came out for early voting. It's too soon to know exactly how many Latinos voted on a national level, but it could be also in historic numbers. But like you said, it didn't happen in the states where it needed to happen, although there is always a silver lining. We look at Arizona, a state where Sheriff Joe Arpaio was ousted because of his persecution of immigrants. We see a state like Nevada, which Hillary won and that elected its first Latina to the Senate and also the first immigrant, Mexican immigrant, to Congress. But I'm sure that Latinos are very concerned right now because they were urged to go out and vote, and some might be questioning whether their vote counted or not. And they need to understand that it did count. And one of the amazing things is that today, the reaction is fear. It's not just disappointment because my team lost. It's fear.
Yeah. Well, a notable Latina who has been very much against Donald Trump tweeted this out today. Our government is based on a system of checks and balances. And trust me, I'll be one hell of a check on Donald Trump. And she is Catherine Cortez Masto, who last night became the first Latina elected to the U.S. Senate. She beat Joe Heck in Nevada, holding on to retiring Senator Harry Reid's seat. So there is that. I mean, there is someone who's saying, I leapfrogged in and I'll be participating.
Yeah, definitely. That she is there, and I think it's important. And I think this might encourage more Latinos to actually run for office, not just go out and vote, but participate in as many ways as they can possibly participate. And yes, I think one of the things that has really amazed people is that now Republicans will hold all the different sources of power, not only the presidency, but Congress, and possibly also the Supreme Court. So you do need to have some checks and balances, and at least there will be some people out there that will be making sure that they try to stop some of the most extreme proposals that Donald Trump made during his campaign.
Well, Maria Elena, we spoke with Senator Roger Wicker earlier today, Republican, who we asked about the idea of deporting those who are in the U.S. illegally. He said, well, look, President Obama deports people. He kind of downplayed that idea. Is there fear among Latinos today that especially undocumented immigrants are going to be rounded up and deported?
They're not only fearful, they're petrified that that will happen. And there's a big difference between the deportations from Obama, and it's true. He is a president that deported the most amount of immigrants than any other president. Most of them, of course, those who had a criminal record. But I think that one of the things that makes people so scared is the tone of the campaign. Because he used words like immigrants being criminals and being drug dealers and being rapists and kids were listening to that and they were talking maybe about their grandfather. Maybe they're calling the grandfather criminal. They felt that maybe they were calling their uncle a rapist. So I think that it was the words and the tone of the campaign that created that fear among Latinos of being deported and being separated. And we've done a lot of reporting precisely on kids going to school, being bullied for being immigrants and fearful that when they come home, they're going to be separated from their parents.
That's Maria Elena Salinas, Univision News anchor. Maria, thank you.
Thank you.
And we want to bring in Eric Rauchway, professor of history at the University of California, Davis. Also, he's written a book called The Moneymakers about FDR's economic policies. And I want to switch gears to that topic, Eric, because a huge part of the impetus of the Trump voter was lack of jobs in pockets of the country. And he promised that industry would come back. Other analysts are telling us that industry might not be able to come back in some of these pockets. How does he square that for these people who really have faith in him? Actually, Jeremy was on the road with somebody who said, I hope he gives me a job, who think that they're going to give him jobs.
Well, he's got a difficult road ahead. The promises that he's made as far as economic policy go have included restricting trade using tariffs. That's the principal one that seems to be aimed at restoring jobs to America's Midwest, which seemed to have netted him quite a few votes in that area. Mm-hmm. As I'm sure you've had folks tell you already, the net gains from engaging in trade wars around the world are probably not going to be high if they exist at all. So it's probably not going to work out for him. On the other hand, if he builds a wall, that will be a big infrastructure project. He could probably employ a lot of folks that way.
Well, Eric Rauchway, you're on the West Coast, and if there is a blue wall for Hillary Clinton, it was the West Coast, from Washington State all the way down through California and Nevada and Oregon. She won big out there. How does this election look from the West Coast, which has gotten more and more Democratic over the years?
Well, the West Coast, as you know, does not look like Donald Trump's America. California in particular is probably going to be the thing that gives Hillary Clinton her edge in the nationwide popular vote, even though she's going to lose the Electoral College. And that's going to give us an anomalous position in presidential history. California is a state that looks, as Donald Trump says, America can't look, which is to say that it's ethnically diverse. Its largest ethnic group is Latinos, and yet it's got a very high real GDP per capita. It taxes itself very highly, and in fact, after this year's propositions, it's going to tax itself even more highly. It's got a pretty good state welfare state and public services. And, you know, it's an economy that seems to be working. It might even be said to be great.
Well, Eric Rauchway, professor of history at the University of California, Davis.